In this teaching, Geshe Lo will explain the first verse of Lama Tsongkhapa's famous text, The Three Principal Aspects of the Path, and show how this verse can point to all the essential aspects of the Buddha's teaching. Please enjoy.
Oya, chiru kanga taji dele soso soso sanin kawale yoga ina yetni kanga lolo pe toya gira wa chimbo chige tone ndeshi tes chaga yos.
So first of all, Tashi Dele, greetings to all of my friends in whichever place you are. So I will speak this short teaching with the hope, with the wish that it brings you some benefit.
Ota nga zumma du tundu sudu si ina yetni jibare tiare nolo nile tini piteji pusu tsuba tini.
So thinking about all sentient beings, whether human or animal, in terms of the inner wish that all of these beings have, it is exactly that same wish, to be able to achieve a perfect, lasting happiness. However, we understand that from among the sentient beings, human beings are particularly special because of the extraordinary human intelligence and the basis of this human body, which is more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel. We have definitely have the opportunity to be able to actualize our potential, to be able to actualize perfect happiness. And so as a first step, it is the same for all of us. From all of us who wish to practice, the first step is to make the determination, make the resolve that I will practice in a stable and a consistent way, working to be a good person. And so then in terms of the past, that is something that we cannot change. We cannot change how we were affected by laziness in our practice, in our resolve. We cannot change how in the past we followed the afflictions or the unwholesome mind. So that was the past, and we need to move on.
So
we should have this awareness that we cannot change the past, but in terms of the future time, that is what is important. With whatever time we have left with this human rebirth, as much as possible, we will engage in a stable endeavor for transformation, in stable efforts to really change, to really transform our mind. So then, whether we are seeking temporary happiness on the day-to-day level, whether we are seeking the ultimate happiness of liberation for self and others, all of us, in terms of being able to achieve that perfect happiness, the verse or the shloka that I am going to share with you, this is something we definitely need to reflect on and cultivate. So then in terms of this particular text, it comes from a text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa that he received directly from the Buddha Manjushri. And this is an essential text which is known as the Three Principal Aspects of the Path. And this text that Lama Tsongkhapa received from Manjushri, it contains all of the essential instructions of the Buddha, all of the essential teachings presented in an extremely concise manner.
Mm-hmm. 니가게 대신 라면 가로서 배치 또 토바 이런 소소소를 계속 전부 인지 면제 치와 치 치와 이거요 말에 치 켈레나라 말레나라 치와 모두 된다 대시 대야 탈로 할레바 요아레스.
And so then in terms of the meanings that are contained within the text, some of them are extremely deep. But if we reflect and use them, we can see that the material contained here can be used to achieve both final, ultimate, as well as temporary happiness. And you don't necessarily have to be a Buddhist or any type of religious practitioner. If you think about this realistically, there are things that all of us can use to really benefit. So Geshe-la is reading the first shloka or verse of the three principal aspects of the path, so I will read it in English. The very essence of all the Buddha's teachings, the path that is praised by the noble bodhisattvas, and the entrance for all fortunate ones desiring liberation, to the best of my ability, I shall now set forth.
This way. Oh, that there is. That's it. I live in you need it in Yina. That then that I live in. Kaze Yina Jacherton. Kaze Yina Sosogology Chetona. Delatine.
So, of course, this is a very brief verse. It's just a few words. But if we think about it, it has a very, very deep meaning, an extremely vast meaning. And in fact, there are so many things that can nourish our study and practice within this verse. So then Geshe-la is explaining the first line of this verse, the very essence of all of the Buddha's teachings. So we understand that Buddha Shakyamuni, he gave many different pieces of advice, or we could say many different Dharma discourses, some would say as many as 84,000. So in terms of all those myriad discourses, the very essence of all of this is contained within this verse, and that essence is the mind of renunciation, the mind of definite emergence, the wish to emerge from samsara, going towards liberation. This is the first thing we can understand. So this mind of definite emergence or renunciation is something that is extremely important. Why is this? Because if we are somebody who wishes for real, stable happiness without definite emergence, without renunciation, we will again and again continue to circle within samsara, continue to circle within a cyclic existence. So we must bring forth this mind.
Oh, that the digit lochi mana, dishing in the gokorochin and roto mea, it's an injugin, hotang injug losa, tabatinig losa, ting injug los and a tabatinig lo. Tabatinig los and call you zoom mevasuya, and attending lochila, and it or tabatinig los if you are.
So without that mind, we will not be able to achieve real happiness. We will be kind of deceived by temporary happiness. So in order to be able to really get liberation from samsara, we have to bring forth this mind of renunciation, definite emergence. Or you could also say that renunciation means a mind that definitely strives towards liberation, that aims towards liberation. So this mind that strives towards liberation, and also this mind that understands what is samsara, what's the cause that keeps us rooted in samsara, what is liberation from samsara, and how is that liberation achieved, and then understanding that, definitely striving towards that liberation from samsara, this is something very important to bring forth.
Oh, that Jayesura can inbite, say, I think, Ninjuga, Ninjuga, Tabatin, Yagalo, Taco de Wachinati, Yasarwa.
So Geshe-la is just, Tetsugawa, sorry. So Geshe-la is just glossing that first sentence, the essence of all of the Buddha's teachings, so we can understand the essential meaning of this is renunciation, or to use easier language, the mind that definitely strives towards liberation. So Geshe-la is now going to the next part of the verse, or the next line, the path that is praised by the noble bodhisattvas. And we can understand that this verse is pointing towards two essential points, amongst others, but two very essential ones. And the first of these is the four Arya truths, or the four noble truths. And the second of these is the two truths. These are the essential meanings contained here. So we could also say that the Four Noble Truths are the very essence of the Buddha's teachings, like in the first verse. And why is this? It is because on the basis of cultivating these Four Noble Truths, we can achieve any sort of happiness we seek, whether temporary or ultimate happiness. And so normally when we speak about the Four Noble Truths, or the Four Arya Truths, we speak about these in a very vast way, in terms of how they are a path to completely eliminate samsara, or clear it away completely. But we can also think about the Four Noble Truths in a very practical way. If we apply it to our life practically, we can improve from day to day, from month to month, from year to year. We can use these teachings so that we have less or fewer and fewer problems. So Geshe-la sometimes jokes that in terms of these Four Noble Truths, we can look at them as being like a diamond axe, but not only can this cut through the poison tree of samsara, these can also cut through the smaller trees of our everyday problems. So we can think of these Four Noble Truths as being like a diamond axe through which we can cut our problems. We can also think of them as being a treasure more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel. So the very essence of all of the Buddha's teachings, the path that is praised by the noble bodhisattvas, we can understand that this is speaking particularly of those teachings of bodhicitta rooted in the minds of love and compassion is the main points. And so that path that the bodhisattvas travel, the path that leads to both temporary and ultimate happiness, we can look at this as the path of those minds that the bodhisattvas are cultivating. So the next verse, and the entrance of for all fortunate ones desiring liberation. So if we were to explain what this is, we understand that with the previous practices, we won't be able to get rid of our problems completely. If we want to do that, we need to cultivate wisdom. So we could say that this is a verse, and the entrance for all fortunate ones desiring liberation is a speaking of the correct view of emptiness.
So
So if we think about correct view and kind of its a final understanding, we can think of this as the correct view is the mind which allows us to completely get rid of the ignorance grasping at the self, as well as the unwholesome imprints left behind by that ignorance. So how can we use that on the temporary level? How can we use these teachings on the correct view on the temporary level to benefit our lives? Well, if we think about that person who gives rise to our attachment or the person who gives rise to our anger or aversion, these teachings, they show us that that object that we see that we are reacting to, it does not exist in the way that it appears. This is something very useful. So with because of that ignorance, grasping at the self is present and is a mistaken mind, then through the lens of attachment and anger, there is this mistaken appearance. Right, this mistaken appearance of the object that comes forth and leads to mistaken actions. So we could say that we should have this understanding when we speak of correct view, that we understand that that object that is appearing, the object of our anger or attachment, for example, that appearance is not arising really from the side of the object. So much of that appearance, what we are seeing, is coming from our own mind. This is one way of understanding correct view. So we have we are limited for time, so Geshe-la gave a condensed explanation, but in fact we understand that the material that is contained within this verse is something that is extremely vast and profound, and the more that we study and practice it, the more that we can engage and refine our understanding. So in terms of the temporary and ultimate happiness that we are seeking, if we are really seeking that for ourselves, then both self and others, we need to cultivate these three minds of renunciation or definite emergence, bodhicitta, and the correct view of emptiness. Without engaging with these, there is no way that we will be able to achieve that ultimate happiness. So understanding that, then with a joyful mind, try to integrate those three principles into your mind as much as possible. So thanks, we'll end here.